This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Best Buy Client Care. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Hi, Miss Emily. This is Brittany with XPO. I'm calling about a order delivery and a non-install.
Sure. Do you have the FMS number and get that
pulled up? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The FMS number is 6827-6180.
And what was the name of the customer?
The name is Carrie Nagel at 34L Union Street, Holliston, Massachusetts, 01746.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, what did we need to add on to the order?
What happened was that it was a no install, delivery refused. It is coming back to the warehouse. The gas range on the order did meet the clearance specifications to be up to code. And then the dishwasher actually had a dent and it was damaged, so she refused both of them.
Okay, dishwasher. And the clearance for the range, is that for, like, the hood? That there was
yes.
no clearance? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have enough clearance. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. She is very talkative today.
She's like, hello, I'm here, FYI.
And now she's not happy.
She's like, I said hello.
I know. Exactly. All right, I am going to give the customer a quick call, and I'll be right back with the case ID, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay, I'm back. Are you still here with me?
I'm still here.
All right. I have your case ID whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. That is 263-469-637.
All right. And that was 263-469-637?
That's right.
All right, Miss Emily. Thank you so much. Did you get a chance? Did she answer for you, Carrie?
So she answered on my first ring and then hung up on me after I said who I was, and I called her back and left her a voicemail.
That's so ghetto. She didn't even answer for you at all. And then she gave the tech a number, and a man answered. He was like, I don't know who you're talking about. I was like, okay.
Oh.
And he was like, I think that's the landlord's number. I was like, well, why wouldn't she just give you his name, too, and say, hey, this is my landlord, Mike or Andrew, and he's going to be,
right.
You know. I was like, girl, we ain't got time for all that. He was like, who? I was like, ooh, I'm so sorry, sir.
I know. Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, I left her a voicemail, so if anything, she can call us back for rescheduling.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Miss Emily, for speaking with me here at XPO, and you and that baby girl have a fantastic rest of your
day. All right. You too. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction? Was your issue resolved during the... Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.